Super Fantastic Ultra Show. Hey, hey, people, it's Hoagie. This time I'm doing a show about stuff that makes me laugh. I like stuff that makes me laugh. We're gonna start out with Moped. The tune called Groovy, Groovy Kitty.
Hi, Scott.
Like to give our ham and bacon double cheeseburger a try?
Yeah, right, man, and I'll take a scoop of lard on the side. Give me a break. I got something a little healthier in mind, Scott. I'm gonna have the grilled chicken salad, the Dave Caesar salad, small garden salad, large garden salad, and the super salad bar to go.
I'm sorry, the super salad bar is not available through our drive-thru window.
Oh, it's not, is it? Well, then I'm just gonna take a cup of coffee. Black. Large. You know, I was working in a Wendy's once, Scott. Only I wasn't eating any of the food there, because I'd been reading about cavemen, how they consumed 3,000 times the USRDA recommendations of vitamins and minerals. And I had to work overtime that night at the drive-thru, beneath the werewolf moon, and the greasy air dripping the sex of Coke and fries and backseat jism. And I only ate radishes and crustaceans and leafy green things, and my body became strong like a caveman who can battle a woolly mammoth and then go home and have mammoth sex with his mate. Feel that muscle. And I got off at 11 and couldn't help noticing you can move quicker with more animal drive if you hunch over and work your legs like a saloon fan. And I did this and ran with great velocity beneath the streetlights, yelling out shrill hominid cries and grunts. And the sky looked like a mighty sea from the Pleistocene era. With me, you know, running below, beneath it. You know what I mean, don't you, Scott?
Your cup of black coffee, sir, will be 79 cents. Please pull your vehicle up to the pickup window.
And that was my good friend Dan Hanrahan doing his little thing there called Jeff at Wendy's. Ha ha! Coming up next, we got a new CD sent to us from Demetrius, a comedy CD. This one's called White Trash.
I totally want to apologize. I said that blacks were the only group to have a subgroup. That's not true. That's not true at all. The whites also have a subgroup. That's right. I'm talking about white trash. White trash is the white version of niggas. And you can always point out a white trash person as soon as they open up their mouths. I don't care if she's a blonde with blue eyes. As soon as she starts talking, you know. I'll be like, hey girl, how you doing? Good to see you. She's like, yo, what's shaking, shorty pop? Come on, nigga. But you see, white trash aren't the ones stealing my car. No, no, no. The niggas still got the market on that. Nah. You see, when the police are coming for white trash, it's going to usually be for the basics, you know. Domestic assault, drugs, and prostitution. So you see, white trash really aren't hurting anybody but themselves.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Baby, can't we have our painful relationship back? I'm tired of all this solitary happiness and sad. Only problem is I've got no problems at all. So I'll put up with your shit as long as we share the stone. I'd ask you for your faithfulness, but be a waste of time. So once in a while lie to me and say that you're still mine. It's a stupid thing I'm asking for, but it's one you understand. If we don't get back together, you can't leave me again. I know you've got a lover now, and you say he's all you need. But you said that about me back then, that a love was guaranteed. So cheat on him and cheat on me, take one night off the rest. And I won't get mad at pine, even using my last two requests. Have our painful relationship back. I'm tired of all this solitary happiness and slack. Only problem is I've got no problems at all. So I'll put up with your shit as long as we share the stone. I ask you for your faithfulness, but it'd be a waste of time. So once in a while lie to me and say that you're still mine. It's a stupid thing I'm asking for, but it's one you'd understand. If we don't get back, you can't leave me again.
And here is another piece of wisdom.
My daddy said, if the flame has died, there's no need to get me. But if you want this stone to fire, don't you stand in the steam. Yeah, my daddy said, if the flame has died, there's no need to be mean. But if you want this stone to fire, don't you stand in the steam.
Was Sonny Probe with Painful Relations. That's right, from the Pocahontas 1990 cassette tape. Yeah, Sonny Probe. Coming up next, we got Mitchell Valiant. That woman, she's a junkie.
Sometimes you just don't feel like driving, so you call yourself a cab. You're 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 a cab. That woman, she's a junkie. Shoots coke and looks like a donkey. Rubber arms, a head shaped like a walnut. Track marks running up and down her stomach on her legs and eyelids too. Mary Magdalene would used to get inside you. Make sure the whole kit is clean so you don't send yourself into a wild screaming insane bed and tear your child's head off. Sticking it in the stall, thinking it's the dryer's setting it bright. Orange, a luminous and glowing red fire to your apartment. So when your husband gets home and has to shoot jump alone, he doesn't end up crawling on the floor looking for the telephone. Because sometimes you just don't feel like driving, so you call yourself a cab. You're a cab. Sometimes you just don't feel like driving, so you call yourself a cab. You're a cab.
The Jesus Knievel. I'm gonna come in here and wrap things up by stealing your shoe. That's right, here they come. Jesus Knievel are gonna steal your shoe.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jesus Knievel horn section. The tougher it'll be to find anyone for it. And of course, Federal Avenue. And this is the People's Court. You can do it to your mom, your dad, an ex-boyfriend, a girlfriend, a third grade social studies teacher, someone you don't even know. To cut down the extra shoes hanging from the telephone lines. Then all those shoes could be donated to people not fortunate enough to have their own. If you think about it, it's at least as ludicrous and just as effective as the trickle-down theory. It is. It's the shoe theory. Now I ask all of you, wouldn't the world be a nicer place to live in with more non-motivated crimes like shoe theft?
Production assistant Baby Hoagie here for helping me along with the show. This has been the Super Fantastic Ultra Show.